Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct, Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789, and I think they're really open now. So if anybody wants to call in, we've just had one caller. That was a success. We're still ironing the glitches out between Madison and Waukesha, where we have essentially dual broadcasts. Or you can text 844-967-2789, and Sam will read your text on the air. Well, an astounding development. Did you ever wonder, I did, why that so-called 40-mile convoy of tanks and combat vehicles outside of Kiev hasn't moved for 2 days? Some say it was a 17-mile convoy. Some say it's a 40-mile convoy. Come to find out that Russian soldiers, in many cases, are punching holes in their gas tank so the gas runs out and they can't drive and they're running out of fuel. The Russian soldiers don't want to be there by and large. A number of them have surrendered without comment. They'll just walk up and say, go ahead, take me captive. We don't want to be here. That is why Putin is bringing in vicious murderers, Islamic murderers from Chechnya, to go through as an assassination squad. They put a price on Zelensky and the others and Zelensky's family. Putin is an animal, not a human being in some respects. But the Russian soldiers are the ones that are saying the heck with it. The problem is the pilots. You know, you can't really tell if a soldier surrendered because he had to or because he wanted to. But I'll tell you what, if this pilot's told bomb that preschool and he doesn't do it, they know he didn't do it. So the combination of Chechenian murderers, sadists, and pilots bombing is probably what they're thinking will do the job. We're going to the lines. Let's start with Randy of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Randy. What's on your mind?
Yes, good morning, Matt. I disagree that there is no comparison with Afghanistan. I think we have some things that we'll compare, but there's about 15 different historic points that compare also. What I keep finding myself thinking about is the Norwegian occupation by the Nazis. And there's plenty of history on that, but I think perhaps the best work about that is John Steinbeck's novel, The Moon and Snow, which is about that Norwegian occupation, even though it never specifies. And there's a great law that towards the end where the resistance forces send code back to England, and their term is, the flies have captured the flypaper. In other words, the occupied forces are making it so difficult for the Nazis. And this is sort of borne out by history that we learned after the war, that people up to including Hitler wish they had never gone in.
Yeah, Randy, thank you. And your history is accurate back then, but there's a very, very big distinction, two of them. One of them is Hitler didn't have nuclear weapons. He was not in a position to tell the United States and Britain, if you continue this war, I will launch nuclear weapons and we'll see what happens. That's number one. Number two, even though the Germans were a vicious war machine, the Nazis, even though they were genocidal maniacs, the technology available now with vacuum bombs, flamethrowers, cluster bombs, things like bunker busters. Hitler didn't have the means and probably the will to go in and actually make Norway a parking lot with nuclear weapons to keep everybody out. So the resistance could work there it could work there. The difference here is that Putin in Grozny in Chechnya in 94 to 96, the Russians went in and they leveled Grozny, Chechenian city, because of the insurrection, and did make it a rubble parking lot. And they did the same thing in parts of Syria. You must understand that the Russians, and I'm not talking about the people, I met them in St. Petersburg and Moscow in 1997, but their leadership are animals. They're not human. They're sadists. You must understand that. If you don't understand that, you don't understand what's going on over there. They only understand force, and the problem is they have nuclear weapons. So yes, if they take over Ukraine, there will be an insurrection. There was an insurrection in the Czech Republic, in what was then Czechoslovakia and Hungary, in respectively 1968 and 1956. But people are captured and tortured, and they kept a lid on the country. And with modern methods, a resistance is not going to work the way it did in Norway. So it's a romantic thing. I love history. The problem with history is, if you laugh at it, it will ultimately make you cry because it'll repeat itself, but it's always a little different. And there's a great metaphor that when you walk through life, you're walking backwards, not forwards. You walk backwards into the future because what you can see is the past. You can see everything you did in history, but you don't know what's 2 inches behind you. You can't see it. That's the metaphor. And so the fact of the matter is, extrapolating from history, I would say that Putin, he has nuclear weapons. Biden was great and strong in saying, if you set foot in NATO, you're going to face our military. That's an all-in move on him. What I'm advocating is an intermediate all-in move. All right, you've gone into Ukraine. We're not going to visit that. But we're not going to put up with a genocide. We're not going to put up with the equivalent of Prague, Budapest, Bratislava, Bucharest. We're not going to put up with those simply being genocided, just like we wouldn't put up with a genocide in Stockholm or Helsinki, even though Sweden and Finland are not in NATO. Randy, thanks a lot for calling in. Dick Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, it's nonstop Biden's week. I don't know who the congressman was yesterday. I had to listen to the dribble coming out of him. He's weak on this. He's weak on that. Weak against North Korea, and this is why this all happened. Well, you know, who's the guy that left the Kurds high and dry? Who's the guy that told the world exactly when he was going to leave Afghanistan? And you could go on and on and on. And the way I sum up his foreign policy the whole time, and this is certainly not strength, he was an isolationist. That's what he was about. All he wanted to do is pull a drawbridge up, and the only people he did want to have any contact with were the Russians because all his finances are through there. Other than that, let's get rid of NATO. You know, and isolationism, I don't know, last time I saw that, doesn't work too well historically.
Yeah, I think you're right. And you know, I mean, I know that people call in and talk about Trump and so forth. Trump was a Putin agent because he had been bribed by him. He'd been funded by him and blackmailed by him. And he said he'd get us out of NATO, the hell with NATO. It was a couple of days ago. He said that Putin is a genius, that he got all that real estate for $2 in sanctions. Trump is a traitor to the United States. The problem is in the Republican primary in 2024, Trump is going to have a hardcore base of about 30%. And those people, if, you know, look at the other clowns over there. DeSantis, are you kidding me? Cruz? I mean, you have people who are as degraded, servile, and incompetent as I've ever seen in a political party. So who, Romney would have the stature, but they can't stand Romney. All right? So who do they have? Do they have an Eisenhower? No. Do they have Reagan? No, they don't have him. They don't have him. They have Dreck. That's what they have. That's what they have. And so, you know, everything you say is true, but so what? Okay, next up here is going to be Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for going. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. I thought President Biden did quite well last night, and the governor from Iowa was pretty weak. That being said, would you say something about this Gableman thing, a former Supreme Court justice, and he's going to continue his investigation. And this is a shot at democracy. I think it's a terrible thing.
Let me get to that right away, because the lines are alive here. Gableman just put in his report yesterday saying the legislature should overturn the electors last time and get rid of the Wisconsin Election Commission. I got an announcement. I am tired of the Republican Party's treason. In the middle of a shooting war against a European country, you continue to attack our president? Republicans didn't do that. They didn't do that against Roosevelt in the 30s and 40s. They didn't do that against John Kennedy and Lyndon Johnson in the 60s. There's a shooting war going on over there. This is treason. It's a cancer. And now they're going to say he can stay on at 11 grand a month with 20 grand a month in staff to do nothing, to undermine our democracy. The Republican Party is the treason party. And any of you who are not, get up on your hind legs and say it. Going quick back to the lines, Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. We have about a minute. What's in your mind today, Bill?
Good morning, Matt. By the way, Gableman needs a bill, and so does Voss. Where the state taxpayers have to give him a bill. And then on top of it, the reason Biden's numbers are where they are from day one, before Biden got in, Fox, Newsmax set a precedent of let's just tear this man to pieces. And if we do, people will listen to us. No facts. We don't need facts. Putin loves this. They play into Putin's hands. They are treasonous. You're either for America or you're for Putin. You guys choose. Thank you.
Right. Brilliant. That's exactly right. You're for America if you're poor Putin. And a big part of the Republican leadership, but not the rank and file, in my view, are for Putin. And you had Marjorie Taylor Greene down there over the weekend talking to this Nick Fuentes group, anti-Semitic Nazi group, who are shouting, Putin, Putin, Putin. Can you imagine? That's what they were doing. Putin is killing people. He brought people in. I mean, they are going to destroy the Ukrainian Catholic Church. That is the object of Putin, and that is the object of the people from Chechnya. And they're getting slaughtered. They are getting slaughtered over there. Okay, we're going to a break. The lines are alive. Don't hang up. I'll get back to you after the break. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. I am free. I am free.